Yeah.
Heath Ledger, you know, it was his last day. It was his last scene.
Right.
He'd obviously shot, I think he'd shot the last. This was his last scene.
Right.
Now, I know it wasn't the last scene of the movie, but, yeah, I think that was it.
Hmm. What day was it exactly? What month and all that?
It was in July, the end of July.
'04, obviously.
Yes, of '04.
Did you do any rehearsal with Peter or anything at all? Nothing.
Nothing. We just walked in. That's the way it is, you know, when you've got one day on a shoot.
And it was literally in that house?
In that house.
Okay.
We walked in. We shot Heath Ledger's scene first. His close-up.
Okay, fine.
And he went upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
He finished his shoot, and we were told that because he was leaving, he wouldn't be there for our close-up.
Okay.
Which you wouldn't expect, you know, a major star.
Isn't that kind of good manners in actors in the world of acting? Don't you always want to help the other actor by giving him the risk? Yeah.
Well, yes, but it's not. You wouldn't expect it. You know, it's a courtesy, but. Not a courtesy that would always be extended. It was the end of his shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It had been a very tough shoot, mm-hmm. I imagine. And so Houseman, who was our executive online producer, said Heath won't be here for your close-ups after lunch, but we'll have a stand-in. And his stand-in came, and you know, really nice young actor. And we rehearsed after lunch, and then when the camera was ready, Heath Ledger turned up completely in costume and ready to do the scene with us, which was so enormously helpful.
When you're being called upon to basically convey something without saying any words, does that, from an actor's standpoint, feel better or more opportune, more of a exciting idea than the delivery of dialogue? I mean, I just thought it was amazing that there was so little dialogue, but you got so much across.
Well, it depends on the words, really.
Would you like a cup of coffee and some cherry pie?
Yes.
You're okay, it's okay,
yes.
If you'd like to go upstairs, that's all you say.
Yes, and come back and visit.
Come back and visit.
Yeah.
It's very moving.
The words are always the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
And it's what's underneath which is so dangerous or so compelling or so compassionate. And I was just very, very full about in my feeling for my son, for this boy who obviously loved my son. There were really no words to express it. How I felt about him once I saw him and I understood that my son had been loved.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I also picked up a lot of fascinating tension between yourself and your on-screen husband, a lot of menace from him. And you didn't dare really let too much out also. There was also that working at the same time. That was partly what made it so good, I guess.
I think the inherent cruelty in the scene is that she is so repressed, and the husband is so aggressive. His presence, his violence, what he's capable of, what he has been capable of, what Peter suggested just by that horrific moment when he spat into that cup, that both she and her son have experienced considerable amount of cruelty because of this man.
Mm. Pentecost.
Right.
Isn't that their background?
Yes, she's a Pentecostal Christian. But she's a real Christian.
Interesting that Jake Gyllenhaal's character said earlier in the film, I really know it, don't know what Pentecost is. Even though his mother is ostensibly.
Yes, he's probably been dragged to many services and then completely put it in the back of his mind. I knew from Aang that it had taken a long time to get to the camera, and we knew that we were in this presence mindset here in America. It had, you know, even in Calgary, it had had certain conflict, I understand, and hostility exhibited towards it.
Towards the shoot, you mean?
Mm-hmm. No. The subject matter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys are kind of sacred even out in Calgary.
Sure.
Although, as Annie Prue has said, they're not cowboys, they're sheep herders. And when I saw it, I was really shocked by it. I was shocked by the audience around, who at first may have been wanted to laugh, and then so many people ended up sobbing the man in front of me. I was shocked by my scene, by our scene, the starkness of it, the simplicity, and how he shot it. You know, when I put my hand on his shoulder, I grabbed my friend. It was so strange.
Because mm-hmm. your hand just sort of comes out.
And in this mm-hmm. old hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my hand on my shoulder? It's been very cleverly marketed, really, I think.
Yeah, really.
I think this was a project that was very dear to Ang Lee's heart. Meant an awful lot to him, and I think...
Hmm. How do you know Ang? How does he know you? How does the casting person know you?
Well, you know, you get the agent gets breakdowns every day.
Right.
And this just came up in the breakdowns. This is what we're looking for. And then the agent submits you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done Dead Man Walking, so I have a history of sad mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Avi Kaufman, who's the casting director, called me, and I met him, and I kind of felt when I left, which is unusual, that we had connected on a level that would make me a very strong competitor.
Where did you meet him?
In the casting director's office downtown.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I received this long, very long, thin envelope, and I was on my way out to get the takeout order for Chinese food.
And I opened this envelope in the Chinese restaurant while I was waiting for my food. And it says, Dear Roberta Maxwell, just the right touch, the almost crushed wife of a martinet who under his very nose and in only a few lines about Coke and coffee gets across the message that she knew and understood what Jack meant to Ennis. I don't know how he did it so much in so small a compass. With much appreciation, Annie Prue.
That's really nice. When did that come?
That came at the beginning of October.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's a precious thing. I feel very proud of it because I know that she must have really felt the film told the story. And she'd had a previous experience with a film, Shipping News, which I don't imagine she had been too happy with.
Okay.
So. Huh. I burst into tears when I got the letter.
Yeah.
And the Chinese waiter came up to me and said, No, don't cry. That was a meat order. I know you're vegetarian. Your food is just coming.
Right.
So there was wonderful kind of laughter.